Americans may be resigning from their jobs at a record pace, but how can you advance at work without quitting? Mandy Woodruff Santos, Yahoo Finance contributor and co-host of Brown Ambition podcast, here now with some ideas. Mandy, good to see you. You call it pivoting in place. I like that. I'd imagine that to start, it takes some clear communicating with your manager or your boss.
Aren't you guys shocked that I'm not here to tell everybody to quit their jobs?
I actually am a little bit. Given our past conversations, yes.
Yeah. Well, actually, the most challenging thing for a lot of people is saying the words out loud. And you won't believe how many of my coaching clients I talk to, and they haven't actually told their manager or someone within their, you know, HR department, I actually am not really feeling challenged. I'm kind of getting bored. I've been interested in this other department. What opportunities may there be for me to pivot in place and actually change roles? So that's my first tip. You've got to say the words out loud and actually tell people what it is that you want.
And then, Mandy, I want to ask you, you say that you should get insights from peers at your company before you decide to make a switch.
Absolutely. If you've got the benefit of working at a pretty decently sized company and you've got people in different roles, I mean, why not take advantage of that internal network that you've already got? It's not that hard to find email addresses when you actually work for the company, right? And you actually know those colleagues. So reach out, even if you don't already have a personal connection, and just say, you know, I work in XYZ department. I'm curious about what it is that you do. People kind of like a break in their workday, okay? We're not going to lie. And if they get to talk about themselves and their career path, people love talking about themselves too. So absolutely look internally and see what may be available to you at your company now.
Yeah. Speaking of tapping into those folks within your network at work, you say it's okay to actually ask to shadow them at work, very much the way, you know, maybe a new employee would. Tell us the benefit of doing that.
One of my favorite anecdotes from being a manager is when one of my writers tapped me on the shoulder virtually and was like, you know, I kind of want to see what they're doing over in biz dev. And I've made a friend, a colleague of mine, and she says that she wouldn't mind if I popped into a few meetings, you know, a month and got to shadow her and see what that was like. It was an informal process. We were very clear, you know, these are your daily duties, still meet those requirements as far as your day-to-day tasks. But absolutely, why would I stop you from opening your eyes to a new opportunity, to learning about a new line of work? And I really encourage other managers to do that as well. It doesn't cost us anything to give our, you know, employees a little bit of time to shadow other people at their company. And it actually helps to retain them, shockingly enough.
Mandy, I'm a little bit skeptical. You seem to be very altruistic. So you say, tell people that you want to pivot. But should you tell people that you want to pivot? Or should you more or less say that, hey, I'm interested in picking up and doing more. I'll do my job, but I'm also interested in doing some extra stuff. Because then couldn't you be putting your job in jeopardy if your boss feels, okay, you're not committed to what you're doing, and there's somebody else who may come along and do your job?
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really good test case to see if you've got what I like to call a baby manager, or a manager who actually knows how to manage, because bad managers are going to have an issue with that. Immature managers are going to have an issue with that. If you've got a good manager, you're in the right kinds of hands, they're not going to look at you and be threatened by that. And I have quit companies that I have felt like management was not supportive of me. And to be honest, that goes right to the top. We've got to be training managers on how to develop the talent internally. So I'm in favor of putting your hand up and asking for it, and judging the quality of your manager based on their reaction. And what I am absolutely not encouraging is for you to take on a ton of additional work so that you are doing effectively two jobs instead of one. Then you're just going to feel resentment. You're not going to be happy. I'm talking about coming up with a strategy with your manager. How can I explore a different realm of the company, you know, while staying committed to my day-to-day role, test it out. And then that opens you up to the possibility of, if there is an opening in that department, someone actually recognizing, oh, we know that Mandy over in sales is really interested in this. Maybe we should send this listing to her. That's the strategy, the key part that I'm talking about here.
You know what, Mandy, some of the challenges within companies is they typecast, right? You get pigeonholed into a particular position. They only see you doing X when you want to go do Y. How do you even begin to convince them that you can do something else?
Well, I think that, again, it comes back to having an internal system, you know, business leaders within your company who recognize that we are not just one trick ponies, that it's okay to act to, it's okay to give people the space to try different things, and that we should actually be encouraging that with to a certain extent. At the same time, I really want to say to employees, you know, if you're not feeling like you're being invested in, if your company is not giving you opportunities to learn and grow, asking these questions, raising a hand and saying, I'm interested in doing something different, and seeing how they react to that, that really will give you a good message as to whether or not you should actually be sticking around. And I'm not going to name names, but there have been companies that I have left because they only saw me as one thing, let's say a personal finance reporter, and I wanted to do other things. And that is, you know, you're not going to know if the place is a good fit for you or not unless you start kind of challenging them to give you new opportunities. And that's really what I'm saying here when I talk about the power of pivoting in place.
Well, those are some interesting clues about former employers. Mandy Woodruff Santos, thanks so much. Always good to see you.